If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that. Alice at 97.3.
La, la, la,
la, la, la. I love cheap thrills. La, 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 la. I love cheap thrills. Oh, cheap thrills. Dallas at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tomorrow's Friday. But today's Thursday. Enjoy it. It's going to be raining and miserable. The weekend, though, not by the weekend that's coming up. I mean, the weekend, the artist. Abel Tesfaye, something like that. The weekend tickets are available to you as a listener of this station all this week at 9:05, about an hour from now. 12:05 and three times during Jane's show. She has them at 4:05 and 6:05. We'll give you code words. You text the code word back to us on our contest line and you'll be entered for your chance to win a pair of tickets for the weekend on the After Hours Till Dawn tour. July 8th at Levi Stadium, courtesy of Live Nation.
You know how you hear all the new age weirdos talking about love language?
Oh yeah. I love the love language stuff. I think that stuff is really fascinating. Mm-hmm.
This is our love language, everyone.
Giving.
Free weekend
presents,
tickets.
Right.
Yes. Free. What's the other one that we like happening all day on Jane's show?
Oh, well, that's the one that's happening all day on Jane's show. It's the Bruno Mars. She only has it one time. It's the flyaway and Alice Escape, and it's at 3:05.
There you go.
Right.
More love language from us.
Just for listening, $5,000. You just have to have the Odyssey app and listen to us for an hour a day. I mean, what aren't we giving you?
We're trying to tell you.
What can we give you?
Listeners wanted.
We love you.
Please.
Also, we love your texts. You're so funny. Do you think that texting is so funny because people have time to like craft the perfect text?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people are so clever.
It's actually.
They have a minute to think about it.
I would say there's times in like, you know, after the show where you kind of review, something will stand out where you'll be like, oh, that was funny. Or,
yes.
Oh man, I blew it there.
Or I should have said this,
or
you know, why
right.
did I say that?
There's a lot of times when I'm home walking the dog or whatever I'm doing where I will think of the text I didn't read.
Oh.
And I'll be like, damn, I let a really good line get away. And a texter was probably sitting out there going, he's going to say it. It's too good.
It's too good.
He's got to say
it. He has to say
it. And it's just based on the.
Why wouldn't he say it?
I'll tell you why. Because the way this thing scrolls and the way we're not able to mark on it, things just drop out. And it's just the way it is.
It's right. So you guys are great and you text us all day and what you're doing is screwing over the people who have really great texts.
Keep them coming. But I do truly try my hardest to get to them.
Yes.
And I often
check through them.
Miss, but I'm trying my hardest.
And it's a weird setup too because it does separate it out. The few times I've actually looked at it, I'm like, how do you make heads or tails of this? You have to look for the other part of the text. And if they're all coming in at once, it's really hard because it'll be separated by a bunch of other texts.
Just what we got. This is our program.
This is our cross to bear.
It's
this
our
is our
deal.
Bun in the oven right here.
By the way, the video that Vinny took this morning.
Oh my God, is that up?
There's
a gift. There's a gift. Me dancing to I Wanna Sex You Up.
I want to sex you
up. Did you put the music on in the background?
I did.
Oh, good.
And so this is, you're saying that this is something that you did. Where is it?
Oh, it's on stories. It's
please put it up on the Facebook page.
Oh, I'll put it up.
Yeah, put it up there.
All right.
I'm not going to open up. I'm trying to boycott Instagram. You're making it really hard. As it is, I mean, I bought the glasses and I'm still on Facebook every day. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Everything's fine. Don't worry. The Super Bowl is coming our way. It's just a couple days till the Super Bowl. We got three more wake-ups? Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Yeah. Super Bowl ads. Look, the Super Bowl ads are, they're fun. It's an opportunity. If you get to work on a Super Bowl ad, whether you're part of the crew that films it or the celebrity that said, you know what, I will do that, even though it's super weird. Or you're the director, or the PR for the marketing firm that came up with the idea. Like, that's got to be, I feel like this is some of the advertising world's best work. It's definitely highlighted. And these days we can look at it ahead of time. Like, it's fun. I like to see what creative things that they've come up with.
Marketing as an art has been greatly diminished because of so much.
Everybody's a marketer now,
and,
right?
Well, and also because of social media. I have a friend who was in marketing.
Yes.
And as they downsized at his company, he got punted. And then they were like, we're going to rehire someone for the marketing department. It's a person who's armed with Instagram. That's the, like,
yep.
What? That's not a marketing department. That's a teenager.
Yep.
That's what we need. You have one of those?
Because they're so cheap. We'll pay them. No, it's really so to, you know.
Very sad.
And this is a very traditional way of marketing, like the television commercial. There's an art to, and because of the internet, these don't have to be 30-second ads or 60-second ads. These can be mini movie productions where you've secured a star and contractually they owe you however many hours it takes you to make this thing. And so they go crazy because there's no way the length of this Mountain Dew commercial that it's up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All these commercials I've put up there. Please go full screen with that, would you? So that Vinny can have a look at this. So that's Becky G, by the way. And some artist named Becky G. And there's the Mountain Dude. He's just the guy who plays the Mountain Dude and all the, now, are we going to get to hear the audio? Here we go.
Yeah.
So she has taken a sip. She lands in a boat. The Mountain Dude's driving it.
By the perfect amount of tropical lime.
Here we go. Tropical lime, boy. What a beautiful place. Now we're looking at a rock covered in seals. Huh. Where? Okay.
Yes!
It's so good.
It's... Yeah!
He doesn't have hands! He can't open a bottle!
Look out! Sharks have now entered!
So, by the way, seal as a seal.
Seal is a seal. He's the king of the seals. He's
and
at the top of the
song,
heap.
The hot hit.
That- yeah. Now the danger has passed. He continues to sing. It's the whiskers. He's got these whiskers coming off of his little seal face. This. Oh.
Well, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Yeah.
Blast of
way to go, Becky G.
None of this makes sense.
It's great.
It's, I don't know, what is it, like maybe a minute 20. You're
minute
not going to see the whole thing. I don't know what part they're going to keep for the Super Bowl, but it was so surprising to me because I'm like, oh, let's see, Mountain Dew seal stars in it. I click on it, I start watching it, and all of a sudden, seal is a seal singing, and it's very surprising.
Becky G, whose real name is Rebecca Marie Gomez, is a Mexican-American singer, rapper, songwriter, and actress.
Yeah, you hear it. I don't know anything about her other than I've heard her name a few times.
She's stunning.
Oh, yes.
Good-looking young lady.
She starts off in the kitchen and she, you know, is transported from one sip of Mountain Dew.
To where
into
Seal
the touch of
serenades
lime.
Her from
yes.
a rock in the
yeah.
water.
Yeah. You know, I have to say this about Seal because I feel like this isn't a stretch. Like, if you're sitting around a table throwing out ideas, you'd be like, well, you know, this refreshing, this Baja flavor, you know, maybe it, you know, what if we got Seal and he was a seal and he was singing the song, but then you've got to get Seal to agree to it. And you'd think Seal would be like, nah, I'm not gonna.
He's not known for his sense of humor.
But he's not known for it. Like, we really don't know what his sense of humor is. Like, I don't. Did you? Yeah, have you interviewed him and he was particularly dour? Or...
Yes.
Really?
Yes. It was at the first Apple event where they unveiled the iPod that Homer and I went. And we went particularly to meet Seal and to do a quick interview.
And he was not friendly.
Yeah, but you can never tell from something like that, you know? Like, maybe he just was having a bad day.
Well, you were probably the 100th interview.
I was just giving you an example of it, too, yesterday, where Marshawn Lynch used to go, I'm only here so I don't get fined. It turns out that young man is not only a delight, he can talk.
Yeah.
He's fully charming, and it's just the way he was during his career and not wanting to talk to people who weren't on his side or whatever, I guess.
If he ever wanted to run for mayor of Oakland, he would win in a landslide.
He's a delight.
He's a beloved member of the Oakland community.
Yeah.
We love him.
So anyway.
Sometimes you get him in a commercial.
Maybe Seal's just someone who's like, there's nothing this person's going to ask me is going to forward my career. I should just not.
Right. But then 10, 15 years go by, more. And he's not always seen on Heidi Klum's arm anymore. And he's like, really, a Seal? All right.
I'll do it.
Well, what's it pay?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it costs to make Seal be a CGI Seal.
Yo, you know what I got to look? Need to look up. No, we're going to go off because we're going to go down a side track.
Let's go down. What's stopping us from going down the side road?
I don't know. That's the thoughts of our boss yelling at me. What are you doing?
Just
I don't know.
Make sure ladies will like it. Come on.
Well, all right.
People, ladies like Seal. That's a truism. I mean, I think so. You know, Seal as a Seal with the little whiskers coming off the sides of his face. It just made me feel like that guy is fun. Like, whatever he got paid, it and however embarrassed he thinks he might be when this thing comes out, which hopefully he doesn't think that. But I just feel like this, to me, makes me love Seal.
It's really shows him to have a good sense of humor,
it's so surprising that he has allowed this.
I mean, you can tell just from Vinny's reaction the minute they showed this heel.
Right.
Like, you can't help but laugh and clap like,
oh my God, it's Seal.
You know, so what I was going to look up is because I know Seal from those early records where he had some big hits.
Right.
And I think he also had a huge hit as a soundtrack song in one of the Batman movies, and I'm guessing there, but anyway,
I think the only song I know from him is Kiss from a Rose.
Kiss from a Rose was in Batman Forever.
Oh, there you go.
I thought to myself, I wonder if he's just stopped making music, or is he the guy who's continued to release music and just has never hit again?
And?
He has other albums, lots of them.
Mm.
Game of Chance, but it's not Chance, it's Chance NTS.
Oh, Game of
Seal
Chance.
Seal 4, System, Soul, Commitment.
Where's Team 6?
Soul 2, 7, and then Seal does the standards in 2017.
Oh, Seal does the standards.
But the two first albums were gigantic for
they
him.
They were, yeah.
And then I guess he just hasn't hit again.
Well,
at least here in America.
Right. Who knows? Honestly, he hit Heidi Klum for many years, and so he has won.
You mean hit in a
different... I hit it first.
In a nice way.
The best possible way.
Right. I just want to make sure.
The way where everyone's really satisfied.
I don't want you to frame him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is weirder than Seal as a Seal, but Shania Twain is a singing tongue. This was a little misleading what I read about this. It's an ad for Coffee Mate. Coffee Mate has spent a ton of money trying to get themselves more people to love the Coffee Mate. It looks like a, it's like pre-foamed coffee creamer. So as this guy takes the sip, his tongue comes out and then it starts singing. It's Shania.
It's gross.
It is gross. It's a tongue going crazy. I thought it was going to turn into her, but it doesn't. It just is her singing.
So she makes no appearances
singing tongue.
At all.
Right. It's just too bad. For tongues. But it did alert me to the fact that I can cream my coffee with something that looks like, you know, it looks like it comes in a whipped cream.
It does.
Jar, whatever those are called. What is that called? A canister,
mm-hmm.
where you have to hold it upside down, but you can cream your... And it's foamy. It looks like the foam you might have on the top of something you get at Starbucks or something. Anyway, it's a coffee made ad. Who cares? Wayne Brady is going to wing it during the Super Bowl for Purdue Chicken. He's an improv guy, so he supposedly, there'll be some kind of commercial, I guess. But then he's going to do a series of live performances on Instagram during the game based on viewer suggestions. So it's like a whole day. If you're a Wayne Brady fan, wow, wow, wow.
Wow.
This Super Bowl's for you.
Okay.
And then Channing Tatum. This is actually, it was very funny and charming. And it showed me that my feelings about Ryan Reynolds have changed.
What do you mean?
Because of the Blake Lively thing. So Channing Tatum.
He has to know that too, by the way.
Mm.
He has to be feeling that, like, this thing's all over me. Damn it.
It is all over him.
It's all over him.
I'm not saying I don't like him, but I am saying there's a taint. So Channing Tatum bursts into the locker room for Wrexham. I guess. I don't
know. Your bosses.
Yeah, Wrexham Football Club.
Are not happy with your celebration dances.
So he's going to teach them how to do some better dances with the help of something called Stoke Cold Brew Coffee. And he goes through all his moves, and he's a handsome Channing Tatum the whole time. And there's some weirdness. Ties the guy's shoe.
Eye contact. Come on, champ.
I'd love it because I know these players. I watch Wrexham. It's really cool.
You got the gloves. Use them.
So he shows him all these really weird dance moves, and then
all right. You guys got it?
They get up and they also dance. I mean, at some point here, it's a long pause. Okay, now they're in. And here's all the guys, they're doing the dances. And then he does kind of a shout out at the end there where he's, I think the coach walks in.
Yeah, that's their actual coach.
All right, boys!
And here they are. They're all dancing. They're all shaking their groins. Coach walks in.
Stoke Cold Brew Coffee.
Hey. Oh, Ryan doesn't show up anywhere in here.
No, I promise Ryan and Robin, keep it classy. Everyone put your clothes back on.
That's his appearance. The key comes out of Channing Tatum's mouth. That guy just Channing'd all over you,
and Rob McElhenney.
Yeah, I told Ryan and Rob that we keep it classy. Okay. Then, by the way, let's see. There was one more. Oh, the ones from yesterday, Maddie. I just want to run through them really quick.
Okay, I don't have that pulled up.
The Uber Eats has a... The Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a commercial. It's Matthew McConaughey, but he plays everyone in the NFL. As in, like, first he's the guy who's like behind the marketing plan where food is it's a Super Bowl. You know, it's all food related because Uber Eats. So then he's playing like this coach, and then he's playing this quarterback. And as it goes,
this is McConaughey.
This is Matthew McConaughey.
He's been doing their ads all season.
So also in this, Kevin Bacon, Martha Stewart, Charlie XCX, the host of the Hot Ones, that Sean Evans guy, Greta Gerwig, because he's like pitching a movie. It's cute because it's all, he's just dressed in, and it's very 70s looking.
The National Football
Oh, here we go.
From the very beginning, football has been a conspiracy to make us hungry.
And we'll call this a pigskin. Make people crave bacon.
Bacon.
Bacon. And everybody loves bacon.
I love bacon.
They do anything to sell food.
Coach, how come we only play on Sundays?
Because nobody's eating ice cream Saturdays, kid.
Jeez.
So the Packers were named after meat packers.
So what should we call the fans, Coach?
Guy walks by with some cheese heads.
Of course. Why do you think Buffalo got a team?
These wings deserve a team.
Yeah.
I figured out a good team name for Buffalo, Bill.
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
In their biggest game?
Come on.
Our championship will be a Super Cup.
Can't eat out of a cup, Ted, but a bowl?
How about a Super Bowl?
Okay. Gotta eat.
Hey, Coach. Ben's gotta eat. Called refrigerator?
Yes. And Peyton? He was a beef salesman.
Omaha!
Steak.
Omaha!
Steak.
And they're still playing. This year, we're not even hiding it.
Very cute.
Super Bowl licks.
Super Bowl licks, and then here's Martha Stewart. Apple.
In a stadium named after a salad.
The Caesar salad, because it's the Caesar. Okay. Anyway, we put that one up. They're all up there. Barry Keoghan from Saltburn. Naked guy dancing.
Is that how you say it? Huh?
Barry Keoghan?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
K-E-O-G-H-A-N? Barry Keoghan. He's got a donkey. He's like doing a donkey thing with this here Squarespace ad. He ends up riding the donkey off, just like off a cliff even. As he's tossing papers, newspapers, he's tossing laptops with like ideas for people's new Squarespace website. Stella Artois teased that David Beckham was going to find his long lost brother. This has actually been kind of ongoing. There's one named David and another one named Other David. And it turns out that Matt Damon is his long lost brother, Other David. And Ben Affleck directed The Spot. It's a lot of hunky guys. It's great. Well,
everybody loves hunky guys.
That is true. Thank you for acknowledging that.
Mm-hmm.
Frank's Red Hot did a commercial this year and they put Paris Hilton in it. It's cute because she's like bedazzling a bottle, like putting rhinestones all over it because I guess that's her thing. So there you go. All right. So all of those, the Super Bowl is a couple days away and you'll see them all. They're all spoiled for you now and they're all up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Next up is just funny. I just think this is funny. Kanye West is saying now, I've got a vision for a book on Bianca. This is his wife, Bianca Censori.
Oh, boy.
Or Bianca West. I don't know what her name is. I'm going to call it Wife by Husband. Wife by Husband.
Okay.
He has he's attempting to lock up the rights for that title. A book about Bianca Censori called Wife by Husband. He has filed a new trademark application for that phrase. It's annoying to me.
Well, I'm assuming it's just a picture book, right?
Who knows, right? Maybe she has a fascinating story. Wasn't she like a marketing person in Australia? Plucked out of obscurity.
I thought she was like an architect or something.
Oh, yeah.
Weird,
no, that sounds right. That sounds right.
I'm just guessing, though. Yeah. I don't think that.
But now she's naked on the red carpet. Wife by Husband. Just a little annoying. That's all. I don't know how big a hit the movie Megan was. It's Megan spelled with a three, like the E is a three, and it's about this little robot girl who's supposed to be like a companion, but
it's real good. By the way, Bianca Censori was an architectural designer, so you got it right. She was a designer and architect. So
very nice.
People's champion.
5 points. 5 points.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Megan, I loved that movie.
Loved it.
I didn't know how well it did.
It did. It was very popular.
But well enough to get, there's Megan 2.0 coming up here. Did it make a bunch of money? Either way, it doesn't really matter. It's about a droid, a robot that looks like a little girl, looks like a plaything, and she takes her job to protect this little girl very seriously.
Very.
She is going to hurt you. So Megan 2.0 teaser shows off Feminomenon. I'm saying it wrong. Anyway,
keep trying.
Feminomenon. And let's see. I believe that Allison Williams is in it. Okay. It's just a little teaser trailer. That's what it is. It's Chappell Roan's song called Feminomenon. So they put that in the teaser trailer, and that's why they keep saying that word. That isn't a word. Feminomenon. So it's the little robot dancing the Chappell Roan song. And it's up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but it isn't, there's no like scenes from the movie or anything.
Sounds
just
cute as heck though. I like it.
Feminomenon?
No, the puppet dancing to the song, the commercial.
Oh.
You don't think that'll be cute?
Would you like to watch? I'll play it for you.
Yeah, sure.
Here. Oh, I don't have it up.
I have it.
Oh, geez.
Here it is. Come see.
Well, I could watch.
No, there she is. She's just, no, it's okay. We'll forget by the time the commercial comes around. So there's
the doll walking to.
Well, she's not a, not a doll. She's a robot. She's like the new age of robot assistants, but she's like a little girl, and
she's dancing really slutty though.
Yeah. Oh well, it's just a teaser. Like here she comes the feminine phenomenon.
I don't like it anymore.
She looks fake. Oh, there's the face.
Yeah.
So she is like a human. I mean, maybe someone must do the part of her on a green screen or whatever. But then you look at her face and she's very much.
I didn't know she was going to dance like that, though.
Oh, you're disturbed by the 9-year-old looking.
Yes.
Very uncomfortable.
Droid.
Not into that.
Yeah.
I thought it would
be. No, sorry.
More.
I didn't mean to disturb you.
Well, it was a little creepy. I mean.
I posted that trailer yesterday, so you have to scroll down for it. I see the time and what's coming up in the news.
Oh, have I prepared a winner for you guys.
Oh, I can't wait.
People would rather party than pay bills. Durr.
Really?
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Ellis at 97.3.
In a nice moment listening to Benson Boone right there. Beautiful things. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah
Every
and
time
Vinny?
I hear it now, I just think about him jumping off that piano at the Grammys.
Oh,
so
crazy.
Cool.
You didn't send me the link. I forgot all about
that.
Oh,
yeah, that. I forgot about that.
I'm with that line. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. You'll see pictures from the show. In fact, we posted up a video today in our stories.
I was just watching it.
Oh, how was it?
It's good.
Oh.
It's good. It's Maddie doing his best moves, and he included the song. Which I wouldn't have been able to figure that out. I'd have been like, this right. goes up without
Who
songs.
Who knows how to do that? All right, exactly.
Filter? Please.
No filter. And it's not my best moves. I did put it up on Facebook.
Are you sure about that?
It's a reel on Facebook.
Okay, perfect. So you can see that, and you get links to our personal profiles all by checking out the Alice973 Instagram.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Another Alice Escape with Bruno Mars. More of our love language for you.
Yes.
That's right. Now, listen, this is On Jane's Show, the best afternoon radio program in the country. She's ours, at least for now, until somebody starts throwing money at her. You can't say no.
She's loyal. She's Alice loyal.
I know she is pretty loyal. Please, they've tried to snatch her up probably a million times. All those peoples out there. All this week at 3:05, listen for the code word from Jane. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357, and enter for your chance to win two tickets to see Bruno Mars at Dolby Live in Las Vegas on June 2nd, a two-night hotel stay at Park MGM, and round-trip airfare for you and a guest, courtesy of
Live Nation!
Thank you for the assist on that.
Anytime, my friend. By the way, your videotaping skill is amazing.
You love it?
So good. That is some terrible dancing.
Oh.
I meant to say that is some great dancing.
Oh. I tried to put it all out for you guys.
You did? No, for sure. You know what actually bothers me the most about that dancing is I'm thinking to myself, he's going to throw a hip. Like
we are losing we just got our producer back.
Yes.
This guy gets hired.
Yep.
Goes through contract negotiations.
Figures
the minute
it out.
They're done, signs a deal and goes, I'll be gone for 2 weeks in February,
yeah,
everyone.
I'm getting a new hip. That's it. Now I got benefits.
Jesus.
Get some work done.
Guy just got here.
Well, listen, when your hip goes.
I guess.
Gotta go get it done, Ben.
It's nothing personal.
Feels personal.
But feels like a solid burn.
That dancing feels personal as well.
I was looking right at you, too.
I know. Yeah. I noticed. And you were doing some weird things, too. Check it out on the Facebook page or on the Instagram stories. Or it's
weird.
A reel or whatever. I don't know what it is. Yes, dear.
There's a whole thing going on. He was looking right at you. He was like looking right at
you. Do you think he just needed my approval or he was like, I want to sex you up?
He was.
Because that's the song.
Yeah, that's what I think. Oh. I think he was like looking right at you, doing the I want to sex you up dance and hoping you were going to go, I can't not. Sorry, John. John! Sorry.
You know, that is hilarious. But I do think it's funny because I was just picturing like, you know, what if me and Maddie went at it? And I went, that'd be like kind of like doing your brother.
I was going to say it'd be like doing my sister.
Right.
Yeah.
It's funny. I think it's funny. You were looking at me because I think you wanted me to laugh. Not because you wanted me to be like, oh, well.
I want you to acknowledge me as a man. I want an acknowledgement as a man, as a sexy man.
Okay, are.
I'm sexy, darn it. Two different things are happening here for sure.
What are they? I don't know what any of them are.
He's dancing to I Want to Sex You Up and showing you his best moves. And you're saying, look how dumb my little brother is.
Yes. You know what? You are right.
Rain today, everyone, and snow. In fact, we're hopefully going to get...
Not here, though. No snow here.
No, not here, right. But in Tahoe. You know what I mean. They're calling for feet. And
that's what we
need it. So let's hope that's the case, because January was not fruitful.
It was not. It was like the driest January.
Gorgeous.
Dryuary.
Better than summer.
You know what's funny? I forget how nice it was.
Oh, it was
immediately when it starts raining last week. I was just like, it's always been raining. It'll always be raining. This sucks. I get one day yesterday, I'm like, my heart soars. Now I'm like, oh, look out the window. It's horrible. There's no pleasing anybody.
According to a new study, everyone, mornings are actually the happiest time of day. So.
Oh, really?
All of you grumpy people, you're on an island. The rest of us who love mornings, that's, we're the people. I dated this lady who was so effing grumpy in the morning. Oh my, like naturally grumpy.
I just feel like everyone's grumpy in the morning.
No, not me. I wake up happy and ready to go.
You have your grumpy days.
I didn't say I don't ever get grumpy. I wake up happy and ready to go. And last night I woke up at midnight and ready to go and then went, oh, fudge. Great.
That's so funny. I woke up at midnight last night too. I was like, oh, it's got to be like 2 a.m. I look up. I'm like, oh my God, I still have 3 hours.
Oh, did you fall back asleep?
Hell yeah,
oh, immediately. I just laid there and waited. Oh.
Well, try closing your eyes. And
I did. It didn't work out.
Try that the army thing. That
I can't.
A black background and the words, don't think. Don't think. That's what I do.
Go right
back to sleep. Yeah.
Okay, good. Anyway, grumpy people. You're all alone in that.
No, we're not.
According to a new study.
It's all of us.
Mornings are actually the happiest time of day when people are happier, more satisfied, and less downbeat. This girl that I used to go out with, she would, because I'd be going, I got to get up and do the surf reports. Yeah. So you just have to like back off.
Right.
Like if we're going to do something, let's do it. Be done with it. It's time for bed. Let's go to sleep.
Oh.
And then she would just torture me and keep me up. And then in the morning, when it was my turn to get her back, she would through clenched teeth, curse and say things like, I will kill you. And I'd be like, jeez.
Well, stop bothering her.
Well,
what's wrong with you?
She'd been doing it just a few hours earlier to me.
Time.
This was my chance to, you know, hey, you seem to love it when you're doing it to me. I'm just trying to return the favor. And now I'm getting truly threatening statements out of her. Mission statements.
More murders happen between the hours of, say, 6 and 7 in the morning than in any other time.
That is not true.
You murder your kids. You got to murder your partner.
Experts analyzed data from 50,000 adults throughout 2 years and found that regardless of the day, a person wakes up in a good mood. And that is usually the best they feel all day.
That, I mean, honestly, I couldn't feel further away from the study. I feel like the study doesn't reflect me at all. I can't even talk to anybody until, I mean, I want at least an hour to myself.
Oh, that was my partner. I wasn't allowed to talk for the first hour of the morning. And I wake up chatty.
You're a chatty dude. I can imagine that. Sometimes I'm still not ready to talk when you come in.
Keep that in mind.
Oh, please. We've worked together long enough. You know that.
This is no surprise. Americans love their credit.
Oh, that's true. What is the average?
Put that on credit.
Just put it on plastic.
We get that.
Yeah.
I love our boy Scott Capurro just built up an entire credit nightmare waiting for his dad to die.
Yeah.
He passed away and then he got his, I don't know what was left of it after he paid off.
I want to hope that he got more than he says he got. He says, I paid off my credit card.
Yeah, he didn't say anything to me. So
I mean, after all those years of a legacy this and a legacy that, yeah. Like I thought, well, I hope he's happy now that his dad has finally died.
I mean, he's got a mouth to feed. The
yeah,
husband,
he, you know, sure.
The
right.
Husband, as he says. Right. Husband. Anyway, pass the nachos, not the bills, this story says. Over half of fans would rather spend $350 throwing a Super Bowl party than paying off their debt.
Well, yeah.
That's American. Yeah. Right. That's exactly what we want to do.
Plus, you know, the reality is,
we will pay later.
Anything can happen. So live for today. America. Yeah. Still waiting for that other part. Give us
betting
a
is
that.
Also a big deal for people. I got to make this bet. Then I'll pay off my debt.
Oh, betting.
Betting.
I thought you were saying betting. I'm like, it is a big deal. I mean, at least a 500 thread count, right?
Oh, for goodness sakes. No, betting.
I actually don't know about
Super Bowl parties, betting.
Yeah. Betting.
People would also rather let that Hunsky ride.
Oh.
Hoping that that will come in big and then they can, then they'll take care of that debt.
And have some left over of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not, though.
Paid for the whole party if I had only taken my winnings when I had them.
Oh, my God. I won $500.
Let it ride.
Now I can buy that thing I want.
Right. But if I leave it on the table, I could buy two of that thing I want. If one TV's good, two is better.
Speaking of Super Bowl parties, here's the real number one Super Bowl food in all 50 states. Number one in 31 states should not surprise you.
Chicken wings?
Buffalo wings.
Oh, yeah, it is wings. Okay.
Chips came in second. Seven states
just
say,
like chips and dip.
Gotta have some chips. Massachusetts on that list, too, yeah. By the way.
Chips and dip. That makes sense.
Nachos came in at number three.
Well, those don't count as chips.
No.
Oh.
Oh, and I would say nachos is one of the better foods ever created in the history of foods. I love nachos.
I like the kind of nachos I make, individual nachos.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with
you? I've told you this.
Yeah,
this is not. This is nothing new.
Separate.
Yeah, you got to find, 12
they're
perfect chips.
They're individual nachos,
you
everyone.
You
got to
put the meat on, or maybe a little bean first, depending on what I make, then the cheese, and then you top them after they come out of the oven all crispy and delicious.
These are the best Super Bowl foods in every state. Buffalo wings was number one in 31 states. Chips, seven states. Nachos got five. Pizza got three states, and California is among them.
I was going to say, if you ask me what I want for the Super Bowl, well, I got to say chili because John's like, so he goes, oh, I make such good chili. And it is good, but honestly, give me a pepperoni pizza. Like, treat myself around a sausage.
A cheese charcuterie board. So, girl dinner?
Yeah.
In okay. three states.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I'm surprised.
And loaded potato skins come in number one in Hawaii.
Oh, I do love a loaded potato skin.
I
love
that.
So
there you go. If you really want the most people to be thrilled with your Super Bowl party, you got to have wings.
Well, maybe you could do a combination of all of those things.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Right.
Unless you don't have enough money for all of those
things. You've got a credit card, don't you, Vinny?
Dur, George.
People would rather spend money on parties than their credit card bills. Do you know is your wife making carnitas?
I haven't talked to her about it yet. We didn't even see each other yesterday. We were so busy.
Yeah.
Like she came in and
I
went,
day.
Bye, and went to bed.
Mm.
Only to wake up at midnight and go, oh, fudge. Damn it.
Close your eyes.
I mean, I got a good solid 4 hours.
That's
so that was,
enough.
It was,
especially
well, I know it's not enough,
hours.
But it was good. I took it and just went, all right.
It's so funny, though. I sit down at my computer this morning, and it won't. It just is like, I hate you, and you have to restart me and upload all these update things. And so I'm like 15, 20 minutes behind, and I click over, and I can see your cursor on that document that we share. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so much later than usual with this thing.
It's all right. It went fine.
I know. And we both leave ourselves plenty of time, but it was just, I felt like I let you down. Oh, damn it.
A doctor is facing inquiry.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. After giving his cat a CAT scan at an Italian hospital and then performing life-saving surgery on his cat.
What's wrong with that? Is it because he's not a vet?
Well, yeah, and it's a human hospital, like, you know.
Oh, was everything not sterilized perfectly before and after, like it is for every surgery? This guy wants to save his cat. He's trying to save his beloved cat, and people are mad about it?
Gianluca Finelli took the animal to the hospital there in northern Italy, where he's a manager of the radiology unit.
Okay.
After the cat had fallen from a roof.
Oh, no. Oh, the cat fell. Oh. Was he paralyzed?
Aren't cats supposed to... Like yeah, her feet?
She was between life and death, Finelli said.
8.5 lives.
I knew I could only save her with quick intervention. So?
He did.
Yeah, looks like it.
Dude,
she survived the ordeal.
And is he in trouble of some
kind?
He's
in trouble, yes, absolutely.
Why, though?
He's facing charges of wasting public money and depriving patients of essential services by doing this in a hospital.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, oh, it's, do they have social?
They must have socialized medicine. Care. Maybe he could pay for the time that he spent. I don't know how all of that works over there, but it seems to me that if you've got the know-how and you work in a hospital and you love your cat, that you would just do it. Like, isn't that kind of a, you know, a humane thing? This is a guy who knows he can save the cat.
You know,
I feel bad for him. Let's forgive him, Italy.
It's almost the first time I've heard bad news about socialized healthcare. Like, you're in trouble if you
can't
fix your cat.
You can't use it for your animal.
But otherwise,
which does make sense. Like, if everyone fixed their animal.
All the people of America. Yeah. We're the rich. We're one of the richer countries.
We're, yeah, right.
Rich country.
And there's people out there going, I can't do that. If I fall and get hurt, I can't afford the cast or whatever.
Right. And even once you do get onto our socialized program, which we do have, Medicare and Medicaid.
Yeah.
You need to supplement those because as we get older, we have more and more problems. And it's still not good enough.
Oh, is that true?
Apparently.
I got my first bill for my surgery next week, and it was a doozy.
It's called an installment program.
Like, this is not covered by insurance, but we want to do it anyway. It's like, all right.
Oh.
I'll take it.
Is it to make your hip
right?
look pretty?
Yeah.
Oh.
A certain camera or imaging thing they're using.
Yeah, you want the best care you can possibly get.
Oh, no, Hey, right. I'm happy to get it. I'm just saying.
Not happy to pay for
it. I'm just not happy to get the big bill.
Bills suck.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say.
All right.
Grumpy in the morning here. TK, yeah. Palo Alto Radio. TK, but do you threaten a nice young man who just cares for you? Do you threaten his life?
Well, if he keeps bothering me, he might die.
You were bothering me last night, TK. I mean, you know, turnabout is fun, fair play, whatever. I mean, you're not going to, you know, through gritted teeth go, I will absolutely kill you. You don't do that, do you?
When someone wakes you up, you do want to kill them.
I'm gonna murder you.
My mom used to not put up with it. She'd come in with the glass of water. Be like, I'll write them up. You only need a few of those tossed on you before you just get up.
Oh, 408 says, thanks for all the food suggestions, Vin. I had no idea about dinner, and now I'm inspired.
Oh.
Love you all. From Christine in San Jose on the app.
Hey, Christine in XO. San Jose on the app, XO. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was actually thinking maybe I would make nachos tonight. You know, my kind of nachos.
Nachos are, you're not.
My dad, you'd die. You'd love my nachos.
But I would need to eat all 12 of them.
You wouldn't.
They're
loaded. Each one is a morsel, a delicious, large morsel of its own.
Vincent, says 408. I'll let you do that, 408. But I mean, come
Vincent.
On, you full name me? What are you doing?
What are you, my mom?
Right. What are your favorite nachos toppings? Christine, San Jose, radio in my car.
Mm. Do you just sprinkle on beans and cheese or what do you do?
I'll do anything. I'll put carnitas on there. I'll put beans on there. I'll do just beans and cheese. I've done just cheese. Mm. I'll do any combination of things.
In a heap, and then you put it in the oven.
And just
let it melt.
And then get after it. Yeah. And it's messy, and it's beautiful the whole time.
Just try spreading the chips out and just put the cheese on top.
And I will absolutely love the imbalanced chip. The one where I'm like, that's too much cheese.
Yeah. See, I want the right amount in each thing. I want. That's why I like 7-layer dip so much. You know, I can like scrape up the side and get just the parts I want, all in one bite.
Don't wink at me like that.
That was not a wink,
you
my friend.
You winked at me.
No, that was called an arched eyebrow.
You're no.
Yes. I have not winked at you once today.
You just did it again.
Crazy.
Oh, my God. What's coming up in the trash? Jesus. You are really something today.
Thank you. The weekend tickets next.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.